We're so thankful this morning for peace. We're thankful for this season of Advent that you have given us through church history and tradition ever since the time of Jesus' birth and death and resurrection and ascension into heaven. We ask that we would be filled with your peace in this time that sometimes feels rather hectic, a season that for some is anything but peace. May we find peace in your kingdom. Would you send your Spirit upon us this morning to learn, to be challenged, to be encouraged, and to experience anew who you are and who you've created us to be. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, as you've heard several times already, today is the second Sunday in Advent, which traditionally is the theme of peace. Peace sounds pretty nice, right? I think peace is something that we all want, that we can all look forward to. It's something that we hope for in our world, and it's something that I hope we're going to experience, that I hope each of us get to experience a little bit this Christmas season. I don't know if you remember, but this month of December, we are not having children's church to give our volunteers a rest and also so that we can all be together during this season. And so our children are all with us this morning, and so as part of my peace sermon, I thought that we could help the children stay a little bit more peaceful by not having to listen to me for very long. So I'm going to keep it pretty brief this morning so we can keep it peaceful in here. Peace is something that we talk about often and that is all over the scriptures, but sometimes I feel like we shorthand it a little bit. I think that we neglect to really fully understand or fully realize the full power of peace. Last week, Daniel talked about hope. The Advent theme was hope for last week. And man, what a great sermon. What a great week. What a great concept that we have hope. Hope is something that moves our world. Hope is something that gets us all up in the morning. Hope is something that keeps people going. Whatever you have hope in, whether it is the Lord, or whether it is something you really want, or whether it is something, a person, or whatever you hope in, oftentimes our hope is what motivates us to keep going. Hope is a very, very, very powerful force in our world. And this week, as we talk about peace, I feel like you can't talk about peace without referencing hope, because hope, or peace rather, is a necessary byproduct of hope. When you really believe in a hope, you can have peace, because you know that you trust that that hope, it will come to fruition, whatever it is. You have a trust in that hope that then gives you a sense of peace. And that's what we're going to kind of dive into today as we look at peace. We're going to pick up right where Daniel left off last week in Isaiah 9, the kind of quintessential, I feel like, Christmas Old Testament passage. Just briefly, we'll go over it. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne forever, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. So often we misuse this word, as I've already mentioned, and we equate peace to simply the lack of conflict or the lack of war. And really, this is only half of what peace, well, not even really half. It's just a part of what peace is. This word shalom is so much richer in its meaning. Shalom, the Hebrew word, means to be whole or complete or content or fully connected to God or fully experiencing justice. Shalom is an active force in the world. It is a movement towards God. It's a movement towards wholeness. And ultimately, as Jesus taught us, it's a movement towards salvation. For us to be saved is to experience shalom, is to experience this deep connection to God, this wholeness, this peace. Jesus referred to this, I believe, as the kingdom of heaven. Often in the New Testament, Jesus told us how to experience the kingdom of heaven or what the kingdom of heaven was like. And this is no different than shalom, God's presence in and with us. We call this, in Christmas time, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means that God is with us. And again, this is no different than simply that, shalom. God being with us is the very fact that we can experience wholeness. This is the good news. You see, when Jesus came, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, as we read last week and have read often in John 1. And Jesus brought this promise. It's not that the promise wasn't there already, but Jesus kind of made it fully known to us that not only is God with us, but He is near at all times. He cares for us, and He wants the best for us. And according to Isaiah, from that day on, from the time when Jesus came and lived and died and was resurrected, the greatness of His government and peace will not end. Guys, that's not a future thing. That's like a now thing. Does that seem right? It doesn't feel right most of the time, right? Like when, right? If you're like, I don't know, the greatness of God's government is like now? Like that's happening. But according to the prophecy, when Jesus came, for to us a child is born, He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the greatness of His government and peace, there will be no end. Like that already happened. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of what circumstances you might be experiencing, He has already established this kingdom through love, through sacrifice, through His death and resurrection, and through Him passing on this good news to the disciples and to more disciples and more and more and more and more. Fast forward 2,000 years and here we are. It's pretty cool, right? I mean, when you look at the world, just take your average gander, like greatness and peace may not come to mind right away. Anybody? No, but the greatness of His government and peace is Emmanuel. This concept that God is with us no matter what is the greatness of His peace. You see, for us, this is the good news. This is it, that God is near, that God is present and working in our world, and that He cares for us. Not only is that good news for us now, but that's been the good news all along, is that God is with us, working, moving, breathing. We can experience God's presence no matter what's going on. This is the good news of Advent, Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. I mean, it's the whole shebang, y'all. It's it. The fact that the God who created all is active and present in our lives. I mean, I know it's pretty simple. I wish I could, like, make it more complicated and, like, have some huge revelation or something. I don't know. But it's not. I mean, this is the good news. And through Jesus, Emmanuel, the wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, he taught us, he showed us, in fact. You know, I had a mentor tell me once that more is caught than taught. You ever heard that, anybody? More is caught than taught. Yeah, well, it's true. He showed us. See, he didn't just tell us this, but he showed us that through his birth, his death, and resurrection, Jesus showed and proved once for all that life is more powerful than death, and that love is stronger than hate. And if these things are true, then no matter what our circumstances, if we can hope in those things, we can have peace. No matter what. No matter what bad stuff is going on, God will use these things in our world to resurrect new life. God knows this. You know why? Because his one and only son was murdered, was beaten and treated horrifically to the point of death. So God's experienced some bad circumstances. He knows. And he knows that it's not like unicorns and rainbows. Just because there's hope means you can just be happy and you know, all the time. That's not what I'm saying. Because life can be hard. And I feel like Daniel did a really good job last week of talking about hope in the darkness. Because you guys know, and if you don't know, you will figure it out. There's some dark times in life. There's some tough things that happen. But because of this good news, that God is near, that God cares for us, that life is stronger than death, and that love is more powerful than hate, because we can hope in those things, we can have peace if we remember. Paul said it this way in Philippians. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. And the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now, notice Paul didn't say, "Present your requests to God and God will fix it." Or "Present your requests to God and God will make your day a little easier." Or "Present your requests to God and all the bad stuff goes away." No, that sounds cool. I mean, that sounds more like a genie than God or something. But that's not what it says. Paul says, "Present your requests to God and the peace that passes all understanding." Have you all felt that peace? I know I have. I've had some times where I didn't know what to do. But I've experienced peace in those times, even when things seemed darkest. Why? Because I trusted a hope that God is working for our good, that life is more powerful than death, and that love is stronger than hate. I trusted a hope that God used the most horrific thing for his only son to be tortured and murdered to bring about the salvation of all the world, to bring about redemption, to use resurrection. You see, sometimes, oftentimes, unfortunately, or fortunately maybe, the path of descent is the path of transformation. When things go down, or when we fail, or when bad stuff happens, usually that's when we learn life's most valuable lessons. Usually that's how we learn to, you know, what things are really worth treasuring, what things are really worth holding on to, what things really matter the most. Jesus sure did. His path of descent led him all the way to the cross. But, as we all know, it didn't end there. And that's true, not just for Jesus, but for all of us. The path of descent doesn't end at the bottom, because life is more powerful than death. It takes a daily struggle, doesn't it? It takes a daily struggle to remember these things because they're just hard to remember. The woes and the struggles of day-to-day life seem way easier to think about than the hope that we have that life is more powerful than death. It seems way easier to get caught up in the busyness, to get caught up in whatever circumstances we have going on at the time. It takes a daily struggle to experience peace. And you wouldn't think that struggle and peace should be in the same sentence. But they are. Because, again, in the way of Jesus, the path of descent is the way up, is the way forward, is the way to experience new life, is the way to peace. We, the church, are an active movement of shalom. We are showing the world what it means to be whole, what it means to experience peace, what it means to take bad times and use them for good, what it means to practice resurrection, to bring life out of death, to bring hope out of darkness. We, the church, are a resistance of the powers of darkness, because you guys know that there's a lot of that. We are a living, breathing, and moving, an active participant with God in bringing shalom to the world. And if we don't do it, who will? If we don't trust in a hope, then who will? If we don't show the world that you can have peace even through hard times, then who will? If our hope is in the Lord, we can have peace. The reality is, and this is a hard one, sometimes we just don't believe it. Sometimes we just trust the powers of darkness. Sometimes we believe the cheap and easy tricks of our circumstances. Sometimes we don't believe that life is more powerful than death. Sure doesn't seem like it. Sometimes it doesn't feel like love is stronger than hate, because hate is powerful. It's a daily struggle. It really is. My prayer for us this morning is that we can remember, that we can hold on to that hope, that we can trust in that hope, that life is more powerful than death, that love is stronger than hate, and that Emmanuel, God, is with us. My prayer is that we can spread peace, not just in this season, but all year long, by sharing this hope that we have with everyone we come in contact with. The hope, again, that life is more powerful than death, love is stronger than hate, and that Emmanuel is with us, with every breath, with every step, we can know and trust that He is with us if we will just take time to look for Him, to listen, and to feel His Spirit among us. Would you pray with me? God, our Father, Jesus, our brother, Spirit, our guide, may we remember You. As often as there is breath in our lungs, may we look to You with a renewed sense of hope and purpose to bring shalom to the world, to experience shalom for ourselves, and to share it with all those who we come in contact with. Let us take time daily to reflect, even in the face of death and darkness, on how wide and high and long and deep Your love is. And let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. For He who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And let us not give up meeting together, but let us encourage each other in resisting darkness and bearing witness to the light and hope that is found in You, Jesus the Christ. Amen.